So this is Ned Cook interviewing Bruce Metcalf at his home and studio in Ballackinwood, Pennsylvania on June 10th, 2009 for the Archives of American Art at the Smithsonian Institution. This is card number one. So Bruce, I thought we'd start off just by talking a little bit about where you were sort of going to college, your exposure, early exposure to the concept of making, of craft, of what your level of consciousness was about people making things. And were you in Amherst, Mass?
Yeah,
growing up your entire time?
Born and raised in Amherst. My dad was an insurance, he was a special agent. He didn't touch stuff. But my mom did. My mom did a lot of renovation in our house. I grew up in this 1830s clapboard farmhouse kind of deal. And she was always fixing things. She did a bathroom. She did a kitchen. So it wasn't foreign to me to see somebody working with tools. It was my mom that was doing it.
Did she enlist you to do any of it?
No.
So you were just an observer.
Yeah, we were little kids, and I think we were largely mystified by all this stuff going on. But let's see. I had an older brother who was actually pretty skillful. He's in terms of just native ability, he's a better craftsman than I am. And we did a lot of stuff together. We had modeling clay, and I was always making little jobbers with modeling clay. And then I went on to plastic models, styrene models, planes and tanks and all that stuff. So I had a pretty good idea of assembly, if not exactly making.
Did you follow the instructions, or did you customize?
Oh, I followed the instructions, yeah. And then as a teenager, I did some custom cars and went sort of off the deep end. I would do glove boxes that opened and doors with working handles and stuff like that.
In the plastic models.
In the plastic models, which is really hard to do in
that
plastic.
Is.
Yeah. So I already had a jeweler's sensibility and a
fine motor skills and...
Yeah. And that had to do with not having the major motor skills, I think.
What do you mean?
I was a nerd. You know, I wasn't athletic. I wasn't socially successful. So I think a lot of people who are like that sort of retreat into this private world.
And was it outside of school rather than in school, or
outside of school?
I mean, yeah. It didn't sort of manifest itself at all in school.
I never took an art course in high school, not once, because I didn't think I would be any good, and my parents certainly never gave me any encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
My father wanted me to be a businessman and play golf and do that sort of stuff, which made no sense to me. And my mom was neutral in the matter.
Whatever made you feel good and happy, in essence.
Yeah, well, I think she deferred to my father. So I was, I was supposed to go to a Ivy League school. You know, my father wanted me to go to Harvard B School and all this stuff that I couldn't possibly do. So I had a sense of at least assembly and making in this very sort of private fantasy world that was typical of teenage kids at the time, I think.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it had any meaning. You know,
it was escape in some ways,
yeah.
And sort of go into your own little world there.
Right.
But it wasn't paralleled by sort of an analytical side of math or physics or something like
no,
that.
No, I was terrible at that stuff.
But writing, was that something that...
I wasn't that good a writer either, to tell you the truth. I got some major discouragement from one of my English teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly didn't think of myself as a literary character. And I wasn't as involved in reading as some of the kids I knew in high school. I was at a very high power... For public school, there were pretty good students there.
Well, because of a college town,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, UMass and Amherst College were both there.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of professors' kids.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were really smart.
Yeah.
Much smarter than me. So, I didn't think of myself as having either an artistic talent or a great ability to write at the time.
I think at that time... I tend to sort of think back on my own high school experience. I'm a little bit younger, but still sort of that whole sensibility. To me, plastic models were also something that was sort of something I understood of assembly, and it was sort of a combination of history and making
right.
that I found very interesting. But I've never heard it talked about.